Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Wednesday. It's Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful that Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, was giving us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at an email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. And once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So once again, it's another blessed Wednesday, and as I wait for my brother, Brother Robert, to join me, I want to say before we go any further, we have been experiencing problems here with the broadcast. Some of you perhaps may have tried to log in or log on while we was doing it live, and you was either getting music playing or you couldn't get on at all. The beautiful thing about it is that it does record, so you can go back and listen to the recording, you know, until they get this situation straightened out. Last word I got on it, the Blog Talk was working on the situation. Amen. To get everything back good and running. So the beautiful thing about this is that, hey, you know, try to get on. And if you can't get on, then you can listen to the broadcast when it's, when it's recorded. Blog Talk Radio does record the broadcast, so you can listen to the recording until they get the situation figured out. And I was praying a minute ago, and coming against the forces of darkness, because Satan, he's a big hindrance, and he'll try to cause all kind of problems and stuff to hinder the message from going forward. So we thank God for his Holy Ghost that will cause the way to open and be clear. Amen. Praise be to God. So I just wanted to run that by you, you all who, you know, maybe you had started listening to the recordings and you were like, hey, what's going on? Can't get on there, can't get on while you, you know, going live. That's what's happening. Amen. And so praise be to God, and we thank God that this situation will be solved and will be fixed. So having said that, as I wait once again for my brother to come on, thank God for all of you that have been listening to us on the broadcast. Tonight we're dealing with Christian Science, the Godhead, Part 3. This is going to be the third and final part of this section of the series. We're still going to be dealing with Christian Science, but we're going to go into other things of what they teach of this nature and what you need to know, what God's Word have to say about it. Now, once again, we're not trying to quote rail on people and try to make ourselves bigger than anything. That's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to reveal to you and give you the Word of God, the Word of truth, and let you choose, because whether you believe it or not, all these different religions, as I said before, when the Antichrist arrives, oh, man, he's going to be saying, hey, we all can operate as one. And that's not going to happen, okay? And it's not going to happen according to the rule of God, okay? God is not going to be allowing different religions to come together, per se, to serve him. It's not going to happen because it can't happen. Two different natures, two different spirits, you name it. Could not be no full peace. Amen. And the Antichrist, trust me, when he arrives, he's going to say, hey, we all can, no matter what beliefs we have, we all can dwell together. We all can work together. Amen. I'm telling you as a warning, okay? And this is why me and Brother Robert, as well as other believers, are, you know, informing you about these things that you be not to see. Amen. We are to love all men. That's what God said. But love does not mean accepting the doctrines and teachings of man or the doctrine of devils. That is not what the love of God means, okay? And I believe that some of us in Christianity get it twisted We actually think that when God says love all men, we actually think he means accept all abominations and all evil teaching. Now, I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother. Good to hear from you.
Hello. How are you, brother? How's it going today?
Oh, blessing the Lord. Good. Thank God for we have another scorcher, but thank God for air conditions and fans and some cool water. Thank God for that. Amen. Thank God.
Thank
Hallelujah. Amen. If we ain't thank God in our lives, we definitely be doing it now, brother. Because this heat ain't playing down here, brother. Here in Mississippi, we have that type of heat that rides the humidity be high. And when the humidity high, I guarantee you, if you ain't drunk enough water, the Mississippi weather will show you that you hadn't drunk enough water. Because when stuff start moving that ain't got no business moving, that's trouble, brother. So that's when you know you're dehydrated or something, you know. But
amen.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God. So we're on Christian Science. We're on the Godhead Part 3 tonight. This is the third and final part of this section of the series that we're dealing with tonight. Once again, I'm going to come to you with a couple more scriptures on why, you know, about the Godhead. And my brother's going to come behind me to come with some more scriptures concerning why Jesus and God is the same being. I want to start off once again with some the introduction of the history. I've been reading to you, the listeners, so much at a time at the beginning of the broadcast of the history of this Christian Science and who started it. And I gave you the name of the woman that is credited for starting it. Her name is Mary Baker Eddy. But when you really research it, if you had to get really down to it, really, she may be credited with it, but from what we understand in the research, she got an idea from Quimby, a man named Phineas Parkhurst Quimby. So if anybody maybe, quote, kind of credited and started Christian Science, I would lean more to Quimby. But anyhow, I want to read to you another thing that influenced her to, as I said, to get this Christian Science started. And the Christian Science is part of what they call the Mind Science Movement. And once again, if you are a Christian listening to this, we're giving you this information, and we're also showing you have to learn how to seek and search. Don't be so quick to accept everything that says Christian or God. And at this point, the devil got even more sick. It's some things that's saying Jesus. You have to see, is it founded on the foundation from the Word of God, amen, before you start jumping the gun and saying, oh, this is of God, okay? So the next thing that influenced Mary Baker to her so-called theology to get this Christian Science going was her dislike for Calvinistic theology, okay? Her father, whose name was Mark Baker, was considered to be a stern Calvinist. And it said, while in her teens, she often disagreed with him on such points as predestination and the final judgment day and eternal torment. And, for example, Miss Eddy related that her worrying about predestination made her ill, that her father kept stressing this and other doctrines which she disliked, but that her mother told her to lean on God's love, and in listening to her mother, she said her fever soon was gone. And the horrible decree of predestination, as John Calvin rightly called his own tenet forever, lost its power over me. Now, this is what Mary Baker said, okay? She wrote of her dislike for Calvinism in her book called Science and Health. She mentions the practically rejected doctrine of the predestination of souls to damnation or salvation. She says this teaching is even more pernicious than the old doctrine of foreordination, election of a few to be saved while the rest are damned. And that's in her book called Science, page 38. Now, brother, as you hear, you know, many people that get into these other religions or cults and stuff like that, one of the excuses they use is that they have a problem with something of Christianity. You know, when you listen to certain Jehovah's Witnesses, when you ask them, why are you coming to Jehovah's Witnesses? Well, I had questions, and I went around to the different churches, and they couldn't answer it. And I've heard that from Jehovah's Witnesses on more than one occasion. Now, don't get me wrong. There is some in the body of Christ who do go overboard in stressing certain things. They do get out of the way, okay? And some are in error of what they talk about.
Yeah.
And however, but you have people, they use that to, you know, push themselves to another way. Now, God is merciful on the people because, once again, some who claim to be Christians do go overboard. And God is merciful, and he started dealing with them and touching them to draw them toward his way and how and have the true gospel presented to them. Amen. That's another thing that started her so-called theology concerning, you know, starting the Christian Science, you know, movement. And so, therefore, we have been looking, you know, at, and we, like I said, this is part three tonight of the Godhead, and we have been looking at that, and I want to, for those of you, I want to say that is first-time listeners, okay, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to part one and two, because you want to be caught up to speed. You don't want to come in the middle or the end of something, amen, and my brother's call had dropped. Hopefully he'll get back on. You don't want to come at the middle or end of something, you want to come at the beginning. So I want to encourage you to go back to listen to part one and part two. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Now, I want to read to you as we start on this about glory to God. Hallelujah. This part three tonight of what they teach about the Godhead. And once again, my brother's call has dropped, and hopefully he would, like I said, we've been having some difficulties. Glory to God. And thank you, Jesus. Now, hopefully he will be back on here. God bless you, brother. You're back.
It got dropped. I don't know how it got dropped.
Well, I'm going to tell you, brother, as I share with the people, I come to find out these past 2 days, to be honest with you, ever since, I think, last Friday, Blog Talk has been working on this system here because there has been problems going on with the system. And just like people hadn't been able to hear me and you, but they can go back and listen to the recording, okay? So
yes.
I was praying before we came on the broadcast, binding the powers of darkness. Because,
yes,
you know, what we're giving, Satan doesn't want it to get out. Okay, he said, look, I'm tired and I got enough of this. So he had tried to cause interference. So I was binding the powers of darkness before I came on the broadcast. So I'm grateful to
Amen.
The Lord that this situation will be fixed and worked out. Amen. Glory to God. And the devil,
Amen.
Once again, will be pouting like a baby. Now, I want to read to those of you that's listening about, once again, what they said about the Trinity and why we're discussing this here on this subject. And this is what Christian Science, the leader being Mary Baker Eddy, you know, says concerning the Trinity. And she says, and this is what they teach, said the Christian who believes in the first commandment is a monotheist. Thus, he virtually unites with the Jews' belief in one God and recognize that Jesus Christ is not God, as Jesus himself declared, but is the Son of God. Now, I'm going to run by a couple of scriptures, more scriptures to you why about the Godhead, and then my brother going to come behind and run a couple more scriptures to you again concerning why Jesus and God is the same being. Because in their teaching, they said because we believe there's one God, they say that we're saying that Jesus and God is not the same. Now, we're not saying that. amen, that's something they're saying, okay? But I want to bring your attention as I go to Genesis chapter 1 and to show you about the Godhead, how they are all one. Genesis chapter 1, hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost and power. Genesis
Amen.
Chapter 1, and I want to look at verse 26 and verse 27. And for those of you who have listened to me on the broadcast before, I had did this before concerning the Jehovah's Witness who was at that time, who had been saying, rather, that there are two gods, and they also spoke against which what the Word of God calls the Godhead. And so the scripture I'm coming with now is the same ones I came with in that part of the series. And you will hear us do that from time to time because everybody needs a refreshing. Now, I'm going to ask my brother, if he would, to open us up with prayer, and we're going to go into this message.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord God, for this day. We ask you to bless us, Lord God, with understanding, with light, with illumination of your word, O Lord God. Bless us with the anointing of your Holy Spirit, O Lord God. Hallelujah, because you promised that the Holy Ghost would lead us, guide us, and direct us into all truth. So let it be that today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, loose your spirit upon all the listeners. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank God for the word of the Lord. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and verse 27 is very important for us to understand concerning the Godhead. In verse 26 it said, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Now, the couple of things we want to understand, and one of them especially we're going to go to in another scripture, is that God says, let us. Now, when you look in Genesis 1, Genesis 11, and even in the book of Isaiah 6, you would notice that God would speak to, let us do something. Let us make. And you're like, well, who is the us? I mean, who are you talking about? And from the scripture, we see that whoever the us is equal in creative power with God. Now, you know, so when we look at it, we say, well, okay, who is the us? Well, we know it's not the angels because the angels were created by God. So therefore, you say, well, who was he speaking to? He was speaking to the Godhead as a whole. The Godhead that this is one being. The Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, is as one. So he said,
Amen.
Let us. And the interesting thing about it, too, as we look in this verse here, he said, let us make man in our image. Now, people may say, well, what's so interesting about that showing us and giving us the understanding about the Godhead? Glad you asked. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And we're going to look at verse 23. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And see, God, in saying that, also helps us to understand concerning the Godhead. Okay? When he said, let us make man in our image. So man was made in the image of God. Okay? Now, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, and I hope that all of you have it there. We've been trying to give you a minute to catch up there. If you've got your Bibles, hey, we ask that you follow along with us. We're not here to say, hey, don't you look at the Bible. You just listen to what we say, and you take what we say, and that's it. We don't talk that kind of noise, okay? We don't talk that. We want you to follow us in the Scriptures, okay? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And this is what, now notice what the Apostle Paul said. He said, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And the word holy there, that's completely, okay? He said, and I pray your whole, now look how he listed, spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what is that saying? what it's showing us is the completeness of man, that man is a tripart being, okay, spirit, soul, and body. In other words, you are a spirit, you have a soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions, and you dwell in a body, okay? So if man was made in the image of God, then that means God is a tripart being, okay? Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost make one. Just like here,
amen,
with man, spirit, soul, and body makes one person, one being, okay? One, glory to God, she. One being, okay? Yeah. And Father said, this is how you understand the Godhead when he said, I made man in my image, okay? God made a man in the image. Well, how do you make man? We just see it right here in verse 23. I pray to your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. This is man. Every individual is made like this because we're made in the image of God. And see, that's how the Godhead functions. That's why the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost makes one being, okay? One being. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That's why he tells us in the first book of John, chapter 5, and if you're writing notes down, I ask that you write this down. First book of John, chapter 5, verse 7, he said, there are three that bear witness in heaven. What did he say? The Father, the Word, the Holy Ghost. These three are one, okay? One. The original Greek word for one there means one of another, okay? So hallelujah. One of another, okay? Not apart, one of another, making one, one being, okay? One being. Hallelujah. And they have different, you probably have different functions, but it's one being, okay? And this is how we come to understand concerning the Godhead, too, because so when God said, let us make man, he was speaking to the whole Godhead, okay? See, this is where other religions, and these religions get it mixed, just like you have Islam. Islam says, well, Jesus was a prophet, he was sinless, but we worship God. Okay? So they said Jesus, not God, came out there, he's just a prophet. You got the Jehovah Witness, who put Jesus as a little G God, but they say, hey, we don't have to accept him. He's the little G God. We serve the big G God. And see, this is why in these things that we're speaking on now, so you won't be deceived, because one of the things that Satan is at work is either he's trying to get you to totally nullify God, okay, to go against the word of God. And that's why he's at work. So, therefore, when this Antichrist arrives, once again, this Antichrist, he's going to embrace it all. He said, hey, we can all come together and live as one in harmony, no matter what kind of belief you got. If you believe that God is a cow, because you know, what is it, brother, is it Hindu? Is, I know in Hindu, I think it's Hindu, one of them, the cow is sacred.
That's a Hinduism, yeah.
Hinduism, yeah, the cow is sacred. So the Antichrist is like, hey, yeah, we can all live in harmony together, no matter what belief you have. You believe that God is a cow. Come on, we accept it, okay? And as Christians, we're supposed to know the truth. Listen, there's so many Bibles in people's houses. I mean, it's sitting in there so long, it just gets dust. When you ask them, say, can I see your Bible? They go to looking up funny, like, they can't remember. I got to be honest about it. Some of them can't even remember where they put it at. Amen. You go to some of people's house, you say, yeah. You say, hey, I want to show you this scripture. Let me see your Bible. They go, And you be looking at him, baby, where our Bible at? Well, you like, what? And she can't find it, okay? That's saying something bad. And then if you're saying, quote, you're a Christian, okay? God told us to study to show ourselves approved unto God.
Amen. Amen.
And he just said, get your book and throw it somewhere, and where it lands, that's where it be, and don't worry about it, I got you. Because, you know, many of us, some of us as Christians, brother, we got that, I got you. Oh, God got me. He got me. Well, don't you supposed to study the word? Well, I ain't worried about nothing. Because if I come against any trouble, God's got me. Well, it's going to be some eye-openers in these last days. Okay? It's going to be some big-time eye-openers, because people are neglecting the command that God gave us in studying, in searching the scriptures, in meditating on his word. They are neglecting it, and they're saying, God got me. So no matter what trouble I face, he got me. I ain't got to worry about studying. What I need to know for, I'm saved. That's good enough. You know, that's the attitude that people carry. And at the same time, when they find out, brother, they deceived, you can't even tell them about Jesus no more. They get mad at Pastor Joe. Pastor Joe may have been preaching doctrines that were not of God. They find out Pastor Joe was lying and preaching the wrong stuff. Now, when you start telling them, say, listen, Jesus can heal you. I don't want to hear about that. But why do you want to hear about it? Because Pastor Joe, well, Pastor Joe ain't God. You know, brother, some people think that they're actually, quote, hurting God by rejecting him because of something someone else did.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? Just because the pastor had fallen, just because Sister Jean wasn't the sister that you thought she was, okay, and all of a sudden you mad at them, so you don't want to hear nothing else about God. You going to cut off your own lifeline, okay, because of something that other folks did. So you going to cut it off, and your lips poked out, and you don't want to hear nothing else about God. Well, you understand, you're killing yourself. Because without him, who you got? Okay? You cut your lifeline off, okay? I mean, if you tell people, say, I ain't no food no more. Well, brother, we can't be looking for you too much longer. Okay? Because if you say you ain't eating no food, period, no more, I mean, I understand we can go longer without food and water, but sooner or later, malnutrition step in. Brother, that's it. Okay? So we can't be looking for you too much longer. So I wanted to allude you, the listeners, to those couple of places right there that we may further understand concerning the Godhead, okay? And God gave us understanding by telling us that he created man in his image, and he used the Apostle Paul. If there's this is one place in the Bible where you can see it is like listed like this. Spirit, soul, and body. And Paul actually put it in that order because he went from greatest to the least, because your spirit being really you, because remember, John chapter 4 said, God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So you are really a spiritual being, okay? But here's the thing, being a spiritual being, you know, just like the Jehovah's Witness teach, when you die, you gone, that's it, annihilated. Where death here doesn't mean annihilation. It means separation. So if you die physically, when you physically die, oh, you're still in existence somewhere. The question is, where are you going to exist at? Now, if you had accepted the Lord, hey, you exist in peace with Christ forever. But if you rejected him, then hell awaits. Okay? So, you know, by you being a spiritual being, because you were created in God's image. And you are a tripart being, so is God, because God, you was created in the image of God, okay? And see, my body is not is my body. It's not Brother Ronnie's body, and Brother Ronnie's body is his body, okay? So we all, as individual, spirit, soul, and body, okay, makes one being, not two, three, or four beings, one being, amen. So we're going to go on as I am going to let my brother come forth, and in this Trinity. And I want to stress on this again, what they teach, as my brother come forth with the scriptures on this. They say, okay, because y'all believe that there's one God, you guys are saying that Jesus and God is not the same. And I'm like, no, we're not saying that, okay? You know, that's something that Christian Science come up with. So my brother asked, like yesterday, once again, it's going to come before you to show you why Jesus and God is the same being. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. God bless you, brothers and sisters, all you that are seekers of truth, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go to John, the 6th chapter.
John chapter 6. Amen.
John chapter 6. Do you know anything about John chapter 6? It's a portion of the scripture where God, where Jesus, his disciples, went away from him, okay? Because of something that Jesus Christ, okay? We're going to start at, let me see. We're going to start at the 53rd verse to the
verse
63rd
63rd. Okay, verse 63, John chapter 6.
Yeah.
Okay, 63rd verse. And the Word of God says... 53rd.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to start at the 53rd verse. And the Word of God says, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead, he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things say he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. Okay.
Okay. Brothers and sisters, this is Jesus' own words, okay? He was the Lord. He is the Lord. He is the God. He is the manifestation of God in flesh. He is the Word of God in flesh. He is the Word that came down from heaven.
Amen.
He's the bread. He's the bread that came down from heaven. Okay? And it says here, it says, except you eat. What is Jesus talking about? Is he talking about spiritual or is he talking about naturally? He's talking about spiritual things, right?
Amen.
So he's not talking about naturally, right? Whosoever eateth my flesh, drinketh my blood, hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. My brother was just talking about that, okay?
Amen.
That you don't die. That even if you die in this flesh, okay, even if your flesh die, you don't die like men die, okay, like men that are unsaved die, okay?
Right.
I say it like that. Men that are unsaved because they go to one place and you go to another place. Because any person that die in their sins, they die and they go to hell, okay? That's what the Word of God says. Don't get mad. Don't get angry at me, okay? This is what the Word of God says, okay?
Amen.
Whatever condition you die in, that's how you get up in, okay? For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Now, the Lord is so great that he could do something like that. Remember in the Old Testament where God wouldn't even dwell in man because he was so full of sin, so full of evil, and God couldn't dwell in man because he hadn't shed the blood yet.
Amen.
But you know now, since Jesus Christ shed that blood, God can actually live in us, and we can live in him. And where he is, we will be. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat, manna, and are dead, he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. You know what they said to him at one point, okay? They said to him, in another scripture, they said, who are you making yourself out to be? And, you know, I think it's the next one. I think it's in 8, the 8th chapter of John, where he says, who are you? You're not even 50 years old yet. That's what they told Jesus.
Yeah.
Who are you making yourself? Are you greater than our father Abraham? He said, before Abraham was, I am.
Amen. Amen.
Now, when he said that, what was he saying? He said, that's a bold statement, okay?
Right.
I am. Before Abraham was, I am. That means long before Abraham existed, I was there. I'm the creator, okay? Who else could say that?
Amen.
That's only one that could say that, okay? And that's the Lord God, okay? Now, I got a bunch of stuff here, but it's too many scriptures, okay, to try to give you overline. But what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna give you some hints, okay? Here, okay?
Amen.
And we've been talking about the Godhead, right?
Right.
Okay. So the first part of this, okay, is God, I am, and the God, I am He. This is what
Amen.
You're going to look up, okay? God, the I am, and the God, I am He. Okay? That's found in Exodus 3:13-14, right? Where God told Moses, I am. Tell him I am
Amen.
Is with you. Okay?
Amen.
So, but that's where you can start. It's clear. And then Jesus came in. Okay, we're going to skip down. Jesus came in and said, I am. Jesus said, I am. And then another place he said, I am He. Okay?
Amen. Amen.
Who is Jesus? Who is that? Who is Jesus making himself? Now, you have to look up this stuff, okay? If you really want to know, okay, if you really want, get yourself a good concordance and look up what it says concerning I am, okay, and concerning Jesus and concerning God, and that's the same one, okay, the same God, okay. Then another one, this is another one, moving on, says God, the first and last, okay.
Amen.
Jesus also said, I'm the first and the last, okay.
Amen.
Look up in Revelation 1:17, Revelations 22:13, okay? Jesus Christ is the great I am, okay?
Amen.
Moving on, number three, okay? the rock concerning, God is the rock, right?
Right.
Many times you hear David refer to God as being his rock, okay? His salvation,
Amen.
His high tower, okay, his armor, okay, his shield, his buckler, okay. You hear him
Amen.
Talk about how his covering, okay, upon his body to shield him, okay, against all the attacks of the enemy. God is the rock, okay. And you got that in Deuteronomy 32:1-4, 2 Samuel 22:13-32.
Amen.
Now, Jesus came along and said, I'm the rock, right?
Right.
And a lot of people mistakenly took it that Jesus Christ was saying that Peter was the rock. Jesus Christ was not saying that Peter was the rock. He told Peter, he said, you are Peter. That's what he told him. That's where that statement ends, okay, there, when he says, thou art Peter. And upon this rock I shall build my – what rock is he talking about? He's talking about himself. He ain't talking about
–
just like God said, when God said us, let us go down – and do this, he's talking about himself. He ain't talking about the angels. He ain't talking about nobody else. He's talking about himself. Let us, okay? He's talking about him. He's himself. His three attributes, okay, or his three parts, okay, that are one. It's
Amen.
Only one God, all right? So Jesus
Amen.
Is that same, that rock, okay, that mentioned
Amen.
Of, okay, you can find Jesus saying he's a rock in the Matthew 16, Acts 4:11-12. Why is Jesus, what is a rock? Do you know what a rock is for? And I ain't talking about no pebble. Don't look at no pebble, okay? When I say I'm not talking about a rock, I ain't talking about something you can hold
Amen.
In the middle of your hand. I'm talking
Amen.
About a rock. When Jesus
Amen.
Talking about a rock, he's talking about some big old thing, okay? Some big thing,
right.
okay, that you can
right.
actually stand on, right?
Right. Right.
So when Jesus talking about standing on the rock, when he said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it, that's true. But the gates of hell can prevail against man, but the gates of hell can't prevail against that, against the rock,
right.
against God, the rock. Jesus, what Jesus did, what Jesus is, the devil cannot prevail against that. Okay?
Amen.
The devil might succeed in wiping out the church, okay, and doing many other things, but he cannot stop the rock from being the rock. The rock is the rock. Jesus is the rock, okay, that you can stand on, okay, and that's what the apostles stood on. That's what the people of God stood on when they was being persecuted. They stood on the rock, okay? Move on, okay? Okay.
Amen.
One, God is coming. Let's talk about God's coming in the prophecy, okay? In the prophecies, okay? And that the Lord God will come, and that great destruction will follow. Okay, it talk about that in Isaiah. It talk about that in Ezekiel. It talk about that in Jeremiah. And all the prophets talk about God that the day of the Lord should be as the sun. Okay, as a great oven. Okay, it's gonna burn as like that. Okay, it's gonna burn you
right.
up. Okay. Well, just like. It's like I say, God is coming. Jesus is coming also. Jesus said, I'm coming, okay? But this is the same person, okay, in the Old Testament to the New Testament. Jesus is coming. Okay, everything
Amen.
that you attribute to God, you're supposed to attribute to Jesus. Why are you supposed to do that? Okay, let's move on, okay?
Yeah.
One creator, we already did that, right? The one creator scriptures, okay? We did some of them, okay? But it's a lot of them,
right.
okay? Creator, Jesus is the one creator also, okay? It's talked about him. It can't be two, but it can only be one, right?
Amen.
Look at all of that, all those witnesses that you're getting there, brothers and sisters.
Right.
Okay, move on. God the Redeemer and Savior. Jesus the Redeemer and Savior. Okay? You talk about
right.
that both in Old Testament and New Testament, right? Both of the
right.
both the same person, okay? And it's kind of hard to keep it together, okay? You know, it's kind of hard to say, well, but it's only one, okay? So
right.
you might get confused, okay? Because the Lord is doing different works, okay? And because God is able to do that. I mean, God could be the root and the offspring of something also. Do not the scripture say that? He was the root
Amen.
And the offspring. Okay? That's God. God's the only one
Amen.
To do that. Okay?
Right.
There's no such thing as reincarnation. Okay?
Right.
But the only one that was ever, the only one that ever became something else other than what he was, is Jesus. He became
Amen.
Flesh. All right?
Amen.
Is that simple enough for you, brothers and sisters? Okay, I hope
Amen.
I hope you get some understanding
you,
here.
And you know,
okay?
And you know what, brother? You're laying it down for him. You know, and people, the scriptures we're giving you, like I said, it ain't from, quote, some other book. This is, it's in the Bible. Okay, and we're giving it to you because to let you know, hey, God revealed it to us; He can reveal it to you. And
yes,
we're giving you the scripture that you can look it up. It's right there. You know, one of the things, brother, I noticed by some who may claim to be a Christian, you know, they things that in their mind, they think that there's some things that God doesn't talk about. And they'd be shocked when they find out there's some things that he does talk about in the Word. But because they don't get in the Word, they automatically formulate this thinking that, oh, no, God won't talk about that. He didn't talk about that. He won't talk about that. But he does, brothers and sisters. He does. And he let us know that Jesus and God are the same person. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. God does talk about everything. God will talk about anything that's written in his Word, okay? But if you really searching, if you really want God to reveal these things to you, you're gonna have to get up off your butt. Your physical butt, okay? And you're gonna have to seek God with all of your heart, with all your strength, with all your desire, with all of your faith, okay? And you can't seek God. Call it trying to be neutral. Trying to be hang in between good and evil, okay? Or try to, or you're not really serious about this thing, okay? When you seek God, okay, you will find him. Jesus Christ said, seek and knock, and it shall be open to you. That's what he said in Matthew. Didn't he say that? Then he said, if you ask, I will give it to you, but you have to do it with all your faith. With all your desire, with all that's in you, okay, with all the fervor that's in you, okay, just like you protect your children with all your might, you're supposed to seek this with all your might, because this means what? If you find out the truth of God, it means salvation. It means salvation to your soul, okay, and it's not just talking about, well, just find out what the truth is. The truth of God, when you find out what the truth of God is saying, okay, it gives you a place to stand. And you're going to stand on that rock, which is Jesus Christ and God, okay? Jesus Christ and God. You're going to stand on that rock, okay? And that rock is immovable. That rock can't move nothing, okay? But if you're standing on anything else, you're standing on sandy ground, okay? And that's the way all these false religions is, okay? They are man's thoughts, man's, and if you mix a little truth with them, okay, and you mix lies with it, okay, it's still sandy foundation, okay? I don't care if they do got a little bit of truth. I don't care that the Buddhists got a little truth. I don't care that the Hindus got a little truth. I don't care that the Catholics got a little truth. If they not on the whole truth, they are wrong, okay? Islam, okay, all of them, okay? Whatever man build, because religion is founded on man's desire, his own belief, okay? And it has nothing to do with the true and living God, okay? What God's word say. Because what God's word said, Jesus said, you shall live. What did he tell the devil? You shall live by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
What did he say?
Amen.
What did he say?
Amen.
In the fourth chapter of Matthew, you shall live by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. What is he saying? Everything else is just garbage.
Right.
Your religion, what you believe, what traditions you built upon, what commandments you built upon, what doctrines you, that's all garbage. Everything that Jesus Christ says goes, okay? I don't care what your church believe. I don't care what your pastor believe. I don't care what your mama believe. I don't care who believes, okay? It's what Jesus Christ says, okay? Everything he says is the rock. That's the rock.
Amen.
And if you get off that rock and you find yourself on these false religions talking about, well, I take this part, but I won't take that part. I want to believe that part, but I don't believe in that part. If you don't believe what the Word of God says, you're going to die in your sins. Do you understand
Amen.
Me?
Amen.
That's what the Word of God says, okay? Because God, Jesus Christ, is God in the flesh. God came in the flesh to save you from your sins, because he's the only one who could save you from your sins. So he came, he died, he rose from the dead, okay? Then he says, now I'm going to give men gifts so that they can be able to do the same thing that I did. And then before he left it, he said, he that believeth on me, what did he say? He that believeth on me, these signs shall follow them.
Right.
What they supposed to do? The same thing that Jesus did.
Amen.
They're going to heal the sick. They're going to raise the dead. They all the things that Jesus Christ did, they're going to do. They're going to confound the devil. They're going to deliver people out of oppression, out of sins, out of heartaches, out of pain. Okay? That's the word of God. That's what the word of God says. And the word of God is sure. It's the rock. Everything else is lies. Mary, Betty, Aker, Eddie, her name is Eddie, right?
Mary Baker Eddie, right, yeah.
Baker Eddie, she's wrong,
right.
Okay? The Jehovah Witness is wrong, okay? Everybody that set up their own faith, their own faith system, they call their own faith things, whatever they say, well, what I believe in. Spiritualism, all that stuff is wrong. Witchcraft, all that stuff. Okay?
Amen.
It's wrong. Unification church, unity church, okay? The way, the international, whatever, okay? If it's not founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? And his blood, is it don't belong to God. And God don't go by no religion. You understand me?
Amen.
God does not
Amen.
Go by
Amen.
Religion. You go by religion. You the one. We the one sitting here talking about religion and all that kind of stuff. Talking about religion. God don't go by that garbage. That's your garbage.
Yeah. Amen.
God didn't send. God didn't come down in the place. Said, "I'm bringing a new religion." Did he say that? Did he say the testament?
No.
The New Testament in his blood is a new religion. Did he say that? Did he mention religion at any time? Did Jesus Christ ever mention the religion? Okay?
Never did.
Jesus Christ doesn't mention religion because religion ain't got nothing to do with the true and living God. Because that which is
Amen.
Because
Amen.
God, which is God, and the lie, which is a lie, okay, that's where the separation is, okay? And you may have
Amen.
A half a truth. And you may have a half a lie on that other side, okay? And you may have a mixture of all kind of stuff, okay? You may have just enough truth in there, okay, to confound people. But if people don't seek the Lord Jesus, okay, as their Lord and Savior, that's why he said, they think they know me.
Right.
But Jesus said,
right.
Jesus said that but it's written to me, okay? And if they knew of me, if they knew what Moses was saying, okay, they would know me. But they don't know me, okay? The only way you could know Jesus Christ is the way that he has said. And the way that Jesus Christ said, well, you have to come to me. You come to Jesus
right.
yourself. Go to Jesus
right.
and ask Jesus, is these things true that we are saying to you, okay? Open the Bible and ask God to show himself to you, okay? Ask Jesus to show himself to you. Ask him to make himself known to you, okay? I defy anybody to truly do that. I mean, truly do it. I ain't talking about going to church. I went to church, and I went to a service, and I wanted to see. I ain't talking about that. I said truly. And how do you
Amen.
Know you're doing something with your whole mind? You know when you're doing something with all your strength, with all your might. With all your desire,
Amen.
You know when you're doing it because it ain't gonna leave you. It ain't gonna let you alone. Okay, it's gonna be on you. You're gonna seek that thing. It's gonna be in your mind day and night. You're gonna say, I gotta know.
Right. And see, brother, that's another thing too, right there. What you're saying, because see, you know, in these last days, you know, people don't understand that. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 24, he said, many shall come in my name and shall deceive many. Okay, you said, well, how are they going to be successful in deceiving? One of the reasons is because people is not going to be rooted in the word. And
That's
you
right.
know, we have spent time on the broadcast telling people, get closer to God. Get in the word. Get in the prayer. Get closer to God. And some of us as Christians, we're too busy. We're too busy. I sure would like to learn the word. I'd like to get into the word, but we're too busy. And the thing I'm afraid of, that what many don't understand, they thinking, brother, on their own strength, that, hey, if I meet anybody that says anything that's not of God, I'm going to know automatically and God going to keep me. Not necessarily so. Because for the simple fact is, the devil is using people that speak to you so smooth, you be like, man, that sound right. You know, that sound pretty good. That sound like, but it be the devil the whole time. See, I'm not trying to glorify the devil, and people, I want you to hear this. I'm not trying to glorify the devil. But you got to understand, your enemy is very cunning. Very cunning. Yeah. Which speaks some smooth words. You know, like those people on the TV that try to sell you the car, try to sell you the new car. They tell you all, quote, the good about it. And it got air conditioning. It got this and that. Boy, they just get you all revved up. And you know those little small tiny words on the TV that you can't read? Well, they meant for you not to read it on purpose. That's why they flash it up fast and take it away. Because they made it tiny, and they flash it up fast so you won't see it. But they sound so smooth. And we're bringing you the word today because I'm telling you, people, this thing is real. I'm telling you.
Amen.
The devil is going to be sending people your way. And they're going to be telling you stuff, and it's going to sound so good to your ears. It's going to sound like, oh, man, they got to be right. Man, this sounds so good. It's just like what I read here about the Trinity. They said, okay,
amen,
since y'all believe in one God, y'all saying that Jesus God is, and God is not the same. No, we're not saying that. But notice how smooth they went with it. They said, well, since y'all believe in one God, that there's one God, and we're going, yeah, we believe there's one God. But they add a little extra and say, so y'all saying that Jesus and God is not the same. No, we're not saying that. But see, if you don't get in the word, you will go, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. See, since I believe there's one God, yeah, that's what I'm saying, Jesus and God not the same, and you're going to be dead wrong. Go ahead, brother.
yeah, you're right, brother. But there is a spirit of what's called mind control working in this world now, okay? And it's sent out from the demonic network of Satan, okay? And it is a real spirit of mind control, okay? Behind every false religion is a spirit of mind control, okay? And why is this? Because Satan wants, if Satan hook you, he's gonna hook you real good, okay? If you accept what he's saying. That's the hook, okay? And if you believe what he's saying, the hook is applied to you, and you are and that spirit of mind control can actually help you to believe in false things that the devil has said, okay? Or false religions, false doctrines, okay? It can help you believe in that, okay? That's because the devil uses that in everything that he uses. He uses mind control. He uses mind control and pride. That's what he uses a whole lot. Mind control and pride, because he know how prideful people is. People can't stand nobody to tell them that what they're doing is wrong. Okay, and they get very angry when you try to give them the word of truth. Okay, who do you think you are that you know the word of God? You ain't God's mouthpiece. Who you think you are? They tell you something like that, right? But that's not what I'm saying. God's word, it should be in his people's mouths, okay? Just like it was in Jesus' mouth, okay? And so the word that we speak to you, okay, if the things that I say to you is not found in the scriptures, okay, you ain't got to believe them.
Amen.
But if they're in the scriptures, okay, and Jesus Christ said, it is written, Satan. He said to say three times, it is written. Why did he say it is written? Because that's what counts. What is written? Because that which is written, Satan has to abide by. Okay? And Satan knows that. That's all.
Amen. Amen. And, brother, you definitely right about that. You know, praise be to God. We are, once again, on this part here, we wanted to, once again, give you more scripture to show you that Jesus and God is the same being. We're going to show you that, too, that, you know, despite what Christian Science saying is by saying, hey, since y'all believe it's one God, you are saying that Jesus and God is not the same. No, that's not what we're saying, okay?
This is why we have to watch. You have to be watchful of these other religions and things like that. They'll, quote, maybe give you a compliment, but at the tail end of the sentence, they'll throw something in there. If you're not watchful, you'll be agreeing to the whole thing, okay?
Yeah.
And this is why, as a Christian, I want to encourage you before, as we get ready to go into prayer, I want to encourage you as a Christian, for yourself, get in the Word of God. If I had to use please to you, I would use it. Please. Because I'm telling you, we are in the days of deception. In fact,
there have been
some who already, quote, have sneaked among the body of Christ. And there are some in the body of Christ say, hey, they're of God. Yes, this is God. God is using, and it's the enemy. Okay?
Amen.
But because particular people have used the word God, and in some cases Jesus, and saying that they are Christian, some other Christians, because not applying what the Word of God says on how you can know truth from false, they just have automatically accepted it. So based on that, I'm going to turn to my brother here as he's going to pray for those of you, perhaps some of you are listening who, once again, maybe you've been contemplating joining Christian Science. Maybe some of their followers have come to you and say, hey, why don't you join us? You know, it'd be a good thing. We're Christian Science, and you hear the word Christian, you think, oh, well, okay, they say they're Christian. Maybe some of you are contemplating that. Maybe some of you are listening, maybe you are already Christian Science, but then God is dealing with you in your heart, and you're going like, something is just not right about this. I mean, I can't put my finger on it, but it's not right. Hey, I'm going to let my brother pray for you and pray for those of you who are contemplating that God may step in and run that interference. So, brother, if you would, offer up this prayer.
Amen. Oh, God, the eternal Father, Lord Jesus, we come before your face. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we acknowledge you, oh, Lord Jesus. Father, we know, Lord God, that you've given us, Lord God, the spirit of deliverance, oh, Lord God.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
The work of deliverance, oh, Lord God, to set the captives free, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, you said you came to set the captives free, oh, Lord God. You said that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst, O Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, we bless and sanctify your name. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to break the bands, the bonds,
yes, Lord.
The cords, Lord Jesus. For all, Lord God, who hear these words today, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, all those, Lord God, that may be contemplating giving themselves to Christian Science, the religion of Christian Science, Lord God,
yes,
that they
Lord.
Might believe this delusion, O Lord God, that come from Satan, O Lord God, that they might believe this lie, Lord God, break, Lord God, this spirit of deception, O Lord God,
yes,
offer
Lord,
their
Jesus.
Minds, offer their bodies, offer their souls, offer their spirits, O Lord God, break the spirit of deception, O Lord God, this lying
yes,
spirit, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, you are
in
a liar.
Say
we break your power by the power of that of
the
Lamb in the name of
Jesus
Christ. Break your
yes,
power
sir.
In the name of Jesus Christ and the name of the Lamb.
Jesus.
We command these people to be set free by the blood
yes,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. All those that truth, we command them, hallelujah, to be brought to the light
yes, Lord,
in the name
the
of
light,
Jesus. God, the understanding
Jesus.
Might be in light that they may know what the hope of his calling.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, blessed be the Lamb.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the
thank
Lamb.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank all glory. Thank God. For the word of God in prayer. Amen. Definitely, it has been a blessed broadcast today. Lord, say the same. We'll be still on Christian Science, but we're going to be on another part. It's going to be titled Christian Science, Jesus. And I'm going to let my brother come with the scriptures to you about now they have said also in their teaching that Jesus is not the Christ. Okay? He is not the Christ. So we already did some separating of God. Now we're just going to break it on down, just separate Jesus. So he is not the Christ. So we're going to come tomorrow. for the scriptures to show you that Jesus is the Christ. And like I said, some of you listening to this, you might think nothing of it. I'm telling you, it's bigger than what you think, okay? You think this is probably just a bunch of people saying stuff. No, this stuff is being integrated into people. It's being taught to people. And it's dangerous because it leads you down the wrong road. It will lead you to denying the true God, okay?
Amen.
And this is why we're giving it to you. So once again, look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, 7 o'clock p.m., Christian Science, Jesus. We're going to talk about that. Like I said, that in their teaching, they said that Jesus is not the Christ, and we're going to come from the Word of God to show you, yes, he is. So thank God for the Word of the Lord today. Brother, we thank God for you. Appreciate you sharing the Word of God on the broadcast. It truly being a blessing. I want to say
thank
to
you.
All of you that is listening, from Brother Robert and Brother Nate, we love you all. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, brother.
Amen. God bless you.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you.